The second issue I think we really have is the idea of what a man is supposed to be per the Black community and what a woman is and is supposed to be per the Black community. Because
Did you see that TikTok with the girl that was like, basically, she's like, be available, but not too available.
Oh, I posted it today. I have a post. I literally posted maybe 20 minutes before we hopped on to do our podcast this morning. Mm-hmm. And it talks about society's idea of what a woman is supposed to be. You're supposed to be, you know, a great mom, but you got to get out in the workforce. But if you work too much, then you neglect home. You're supposed to put out for the man on a dime, but you're also supposed to be a person that has respect and standards and your own person. Like, it doesn't matter what you do. At the end of the day, Black men culturally and traditionally have been taught that the woman that presents in this 2022 is not the Black woman that grandma said she was supposed to be. So right. We find ourselves at an impasse because I'm trying to be the best that I can be. But you don't want that much. You just want just a little bit.
There is something that Black men don't do. And that's us Black women always pretty much see ourselves being and marrying a Black man.
We love our Black men. Yeah. We seek out our Black men.
They don't love us as much.
We love them. And I don't want that sense of self-love and that sense of Black love to ever die. Instead of us changing our ideas, I hope that the Black men pull up and they understand that we got their front, their back, their side.